I'm Marco Werman. Ahead, some Spanish soccer fans will be rooting for the other guys in this Sunday's World Cup finale, and some Mexican-American kids in Chicago dream of playing pro soccer in Mexico.
I really want to play pro, so my dad told me every time I play, you gotta give it all, your 100%, everything.
I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. The climax of the World Cup soccer tournament is 2 days away. The championship match pits the Netherlands against Spain. Dutch fans insist that their team will surprise the odds makers and win it all, and fans in Spain are no less enthusiastic about their team. Well, most are, anyway. Some Spanish soccer fans couldn't care less. We're talking about the independence-minded people who live in the Basque Country and in Catalonia. Sizable minorities in both regions say they don't feel Spanish. The World's Jerry Haddon explains.
Al golpeo Xavi Hernández, balón a segundo palo, ¡gol!
When Spain beat Germany 1-0 on Wednesday, Spaniards around the world celebrated. The hero was Carles Puyol, the Catalan defender who plays for FC Barcelona, or Barça, as local fans call the team. His header in the second half earned him an unscripted visit from Spain's queen in the post-game locker room. Country, queen, and your national team in the World Cup final for the first time ever, what's not to celebrate? Well, some Catalans say all of that. Take these guys, Carlos and Ramon, outside a sports bar in Barcelona last night. They'll be watching the Sunday finale against Holland and cheering for the Dutch. I don't feel like Spain is my team, says Ramon. A lot of Catalans feel this way, Carlos adds. Our hearts are divided. We see our players playing, but they're wearing someone else's uniform. In fact, these fellows insist that they're not Spanish at all. Though they're speaking Spanish, they point out that they have their own language, Catalan, and their own distinct culture. We are a country without recognition, Carlos says. That's the feeling. It's not a feeling, interrupts Ramon. It's a fact. You often hear the same thing in the Basque Country, also in Spain's north, even among politicians, and soccer counts big in Spanish politics. So, for example, when Spain was on its way to win the European Championship in 2008, Catalan and Basque leaders rooted openly for other countries. On Spanish TV, this Basque politician said he supported Russia. Go Turkey, said this Catalan leader. But to be sure, critics here of the national team are a minority. For every one of them, you can find many, like Barcelona native Juan Carlos Falcones, who are embarrassed by what he calls the petty provincialism. The idiosyncrasies of the Catalan people sometimes lead to foolishness, he says. I'm Catalan, and I support the national team. Besides, seven of the players on the squad are from FC Barcelona. What else do we want? What the nationalists want is their own national Catalan team.
Junts l'acabarem portant. Si vols seleccions catalanes, truca'ns 902-012-006.
This TV ad from a few years back asked Catalans to call and vote for creating Team Catalonia. A Spanish court had it taken off air. Catalonia does have a team, but it can't play in the World Cup, the Olympics, or any top-shelf tournament. Those are reserved for sovereign states. That's infuriating to some Catalans. Still, with Spain in a World Cup final for the first time, the anti-Spain sentiment in Catalonia may be losing resonance. Just yesterday, Barcelona's mayor finally decided to put up a big screen in a public plaza. He said the finale was too historic not to give people the chance to gather and cheer. Time is also working against the anti-Spanish soccer movement. Spain's youngest soccer fans were born after the death of the dictator Francisco Franco, who suppressed the Catalan language until 1975. That bitter history belongs to their parents and grandparents, many say.
A mí no me importa ni el Barça ni el Madrid. A mí me importa España.
On a street in the Catalan city of Lleida yesterday, three teens, Marillo, Manuel, and Samuel, said they'd cheer for Spain on Sunday. If Spain does win the World Cup, the country is sure to kick off a party that will leave lots of fans happy but hungover. For the anti-Spain crowd, they'll only have the headache. For The World, I'm Jerry Haddon in Barcelona.